Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
In studio with me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director. All week, we've been talking about Stop Predatory Gambling Week. Nate, I want to talk about sports betting. Earlier this summer, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a federal law prohibiting sports gambling in most states. Now, every state, that means Nebraska, too. We will be facing legislation to legalize state-sanctioned sports betting, won't we?
We will, and this is really a big issue. It's a new one that we haven't dealt with before, but now, inevitably, we know we're going to face it in 2019. And I think, first and foremost, as a state that loves our Husker football, Nebraska citizens need to know that this will have a direct negative impact on how sports are played and watched. But beyond that, as bad as ruining college football, the consequences to legalizing sports betting are much broader and much more severe. A vote by our state senators to legalize sports betting would be a vote to increase gambling losses, increase gambling addiction, and expose youth to more gambling.
The expansion of commercialized gambling invariably leads to more social costs, which in turn lead to more economic costs. Nate, those are costs that both you and I and all Nebraskans cover as taxpayers.
That's right. Making any government a partner with or enabler of the commercialized sports gambling industry simply makes government a tool in the further financial exploitation of its citizens. And this is wrong. This completely flips the relationship between the citizen and government. Government should exist to protect rather than exploit its own people.
One of the statistics that we are proud of in Nebraska is that we are the least gambling addicted state in the country.
That's right. Nebraska stands only to lose by legalizing more commercialized gambling. We are the least gambling addicted state in the country, and that's something that we should be proud of, because at the same time, we are also consistently one of the best states to live, work, and raise a family.
To learn more about the harms of gambling, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.